Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Saturday, January 22nd, 2022. So, did you do the crossword?
Yes, I did.
And that was an enthusiastic answer. I take it was successful.
I came, I saw, I conquered. Yeah, I did. I did really well on it.
How long did it take you?
31:05.
Took me 1 hour, 53 minutes, and 41 seconds. I did 3/4 of the puzzle in 15 minutes.
Wow.
And then ran into a brick wall in the Northeast. And I could get, I knew nothing of what was going on there.
Oh.
I bet you knew 16 Across, Desperate Housewives co-star.
Well, I put one of the names in. Longoria. I knew there was...
Which is the answer.
Yeah. And then I took it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put it back in because I couldn't think. I never really watched that show. And I only know like two of the actresses that were in that. And one is Terry Hatcher, because we have her in the crossword. You know, actress Hatcher is always Terry.
Right.
And the other one I knew was Eva Longoria. So I thought, oh, it's got to be Eva Longoria.
Okay.
And it was.
So I was trying to figure out if it was being parsed as Longoria or, but you're telling me Longoria is actually the last name.
That's her last name. Okay. Yeah. Eva is her first name. So that was just, yeah, because I got that. It still was very hard.
Yeah.
It was still very hard. That's where I ended up too.
Yeah, but you did way better. So part of my problem was at some point for 9 down, Danish tourist attraction with multiple play areas. I had USC at the bottom, so I thought it's going to be house. And then I thought it sounds like it should be a Lego house. But I wasn't getting any traction. And I actually looked up and I thought maybe it's a tree house. And so I looked up tree house just to sort of verify. And I saw tree house, Denmark. And I thought, great, it's a tree house. Oh. So I felt badly that I looked up tree house. I felt worse because that wasn't correct.
Uh-huh.
There's some sort of a fancy hotel in Denmark that's a tree house. But Six Across was foggy.
Uh-huh.
And the answer to that was addled.
Right.
And that's what I put in first. And then I pulled it out, and then I thought maybe it's because I didn't know what 11 down was ventured. I thought it was either dared or tried.
Uh-huh.
I did not know when I started doing this what 10 down was result of a compliment typically.
Uh-huh.
It was ego boost.
Right.
It was, I thought I'm not, you know, I looked at all these other puzzle, all the other clues here, and I thought if I don't get 10 down, there's nothing else here that I'm going to be able to get. Like, you know, 19 across, well done in Italy. Well, it's starting with an M. So I was thinking about the Queen Bohemian Rhapsody, Magnifico. Oh. And I thought, it's Magnifico, which fits, but doesn't work.
Right.
And then, but I convinced myself Magnifico might work because 17 down, atmospheric prefix, I had ion, as in ionosphere.
Oh, but it's atmospheric.
It's a prefix.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
and
I,
so it's. Sort
I
of,
thought it was a prefix to atmospheric.
Like, well, no, I think it's a prefix that indicates the atmosphere. So, like air is the answer was A E R.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And of course, so I had you know Magnifico instead of the correct answer to well done in Italy, which is molte bene, which they have used. Molto bene.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry, my Italian accent is not where it should be. And it was I don't know. I just found this to be an epic struggle. 8 down was solvent. I couldn't think of the answer was afloat.
Yeah, I kept trying to think of something chemical, solvent.
I was going back and forth because I thought it's either the chemical or it's someone. I was thinking intact because it's like if you had money, you'd sort of be solvent. You'd sort of be intact. That's all I could come up with.
Uh-huh. Well, I was kind of mad at myself because 13 across, person who lives on discarded food was a freegan.
Right.
And we have had that before.
Yes.
I remembered it after I finally figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, shoot, I should have remembered that.
I had
took me forever to get that one.
Yeah. Well, not forever. It mm-hmm. took you way less time than me. Mm-hmm. I just, it was just an epic struggle. Mm-hmm. There were, I mean, because like for Six Across, Foggy, I had Misty for a while.
No.
Even though I thought, I don't think that really works with the tense.
Well, there's too many swears for Misty.
Oh, sorry, misted, M-I-S-T-E-D. Uh-huh. And it's like, it's foggy, it's misted. It's like, I don't know about that. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't, and then seven down, like some Monty Python humor. Well, started with an I for misted, I had inane.
Yeah.
And then I thought it could be silly.
Uh-huh.
And then, but I wanted it to end with an L because 21 across, coarse flour, I thought was meal. And I felt pretty good about mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
So I thought, perhaps it's royal humor.
Yeah.
I mean, it's from Britain, you know? And so, but it turned out to be droll.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just.
Yeah, that was a tough corner. That's where I spent most of my time.
Yeah, I tore, the thing is, because I found the rest of it so easy, I thought, this is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You know, what am I going to do the rest of the evening? Yeah. And the rest of the evening I'm going to spend still trying to do this stupid one corner. So I didn't like that. I mean, and it's me because I simply didn't know anything in that corner, but everything else just came to me very, very readily. And wow. So I was... I didn't, you know, you want a crossword to sort of be, maybe you can have some parts that are trickier than others, but you don't want it to be like easy everywhere and then just hard in one spot. Mm-hmm. I don't like that.
I did not find it easy everywhere.
Really?
I mean, I spent most of the end of my time in that corner, but I had to puzzle over quite a few of them.
Yeah, you did do it in one quarter of the time it took me, so.
Uh-huh, but even so, I mean, it wasn't like, oh, I did the first three quarters in 15 minutes, and then I had to spend 15 minutes just on that one corner. I was still answering or trying to figure them out all over the place, but
mm-hmm.
eventually I got it.
Well, where were you having troubles in other parts?
Oh, I was having trouble in the lower right corner.
Hmm.
I couldn't remember... I couldn't get 50 across, an unrivaled champion in slang. I was, you know, I wanted to put ace in there, but, and then 52 across, comical character in A Midsummer's Night Dream. And I'm like, ooh, it's the guy who turned into the donkey, and I couldn't remember his name. His name was Bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually I got it. And then 45, Man of the Cloth. Oh, I was saying, well, Abbott, Friar, and it turned out to be Padre. So.
But again, you're not trying to do this with getting any of the crosses, right? You're just looking at it and trying to figure it out from whole cloth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, I can't, my command of the language just won't let me do that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, so like for Padre, for 45 across Man of the Cloth, I think I either had the D or the R. So I think I had the D. And with the D, it's just sort of, you know, I was able to, it sort of pinned it down. It's like, okay, it's got to be Padre.
Yeah, see, and that D, that was from 29 down. Gorilla with a job to do. Boy, that really threw me. I was like, gorilla with a job to do. Turned out to be hired goon.
Yes.
So.
I had hired hand for a while.
Uh-huh.
But.
Yeah, why would that be a gorilla?
Well, that's just it. It wasn't right.
Uh-huh. Now, the next one, 30 down, kind of sandwich, ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
I got that right away.
Uh-huh.
I got that right away. Uh-huh. And I didn't know the exercise with Zener cards.
They've used
it
that.
It was an ESP test. Yes, they have used that. And I'm
yes.
like, I couldn't remember what it was for, but
right.
it was an ESP test. So yeah, there were most of those I didn't know at all. I had to really work at that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What a crossword. There were some good clues in other parts, 35 across. Words read with feeling mm-hmm. was Braille.
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I did have trouble with I trouble with one across, underlying was basil.
Mm-hmm.
Because that A-L in basil, the A ran into together musically, which is adieu, A-D-U-E,
mm-hmm.
or adieu, or however it's pronounced. And then... the Justinian law was lex.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Was that in reference to some emperor or something?
I had Rex. I was trying to make it an R because
mm-hmm.
I thought Rex was Latin king. For king.
Right.
Or,
yep.
But turned out to be Lex.
Yeah, because I went for basic, and then I went for basis. Because, for underlying, I guess basic doesn't make sense. But basis mm-hmm. sort of made sense, but it was basal.
Yeah.
Have you ever had 12 down kind of coffee made with a flask and a filter, a pour over?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Any good?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, like I said, I thought there were two crosswords in this one grid. a Monday for three quarters of it for me, and then a day beyond Saturday, but not quite Sunday, in that top right.
Uh-huh.
So... All right, and this was by Daniel Okolich.
Uh-huh.
So very interesting crossword.
Uh-huh.
All right, that's almost it, except it's Jam Katwa time. New listeners, that's the Gene and Mike Crossword of the Week Award. And we have pondered long and hard, and it came down to a fierce battle between Friday and Monday, and... we decided the winner was Monday.
Do, 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 do.
And Monday was the crossword, you will recall, where the revealer was insignificant amount or hint to this puzzle shaded squares, and it was a drop in the ocean. And they had three oceans in the grid. The first three letters of, or the first two or three letters of which were on one row. And then the rest of the name of the ocean was beneath it.
Yes.
In the next row. So you had like ARC, A-R-C on one row, and then starting directly beneath the C running across, you had T-I-C to spell out Arctic. And then they also did the same thing with Indian and Pacific Oceans. It was very clever.
It was a drop in the ocean.
A drop in the ocean, yes.
The ocean dropped.
Yep. It was just a fun... a fun theme.
Yep.
And so we give that to Evan Mankin. So, Evan, congratulations. If we only knew where you live, we would be sending swag to you and a wonderful signed certificate.
Mm-hmm.
But, and if you do, in fact, want those things, drop us a line at crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. Otherwise, that's it for today. So, thanks as usual, everyone, for listening. And we'll be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.